I'm so sick of hearing about it every year. And, you know, kind of the way we did it, I think, is more our style. You know, I mean, you got TJ to go down, who was already a backup, and then you have Whedon come in, and you just kind of grind it out. You know, we had a couple turnovers in the first half, and to come out and play the way we did, and especially I think our defense, our coaches, our players, everybody on the defense did an unbelievable job today, standing up in tough situations. Really, sometimes our back was against the wall, and guys did a great job. So I give all of our players and our coaches a lot of credit.
You guys kept hitting Matt Hassel, kept getting up, even just your thoughts on beating a competitor?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a great player, and glad to see him come back in at the end. You know, you never want to see anybody get hurt. But he gets the ball out quick, and I think, you know, that's why there weren't maybe more sacks. But he does a good job of getting the ball out of his hands, but we definitely got to him a few times, and it's a credit to our guys, and like I said, our coaches for putting together some good schemes, and then also our guys for doing a great job of getting back there.
From the Pernod and Marcus, they talked about how kind of had to start with trying to contain Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Which is not an easy task.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think I was just looking at it. I think they had a total of like 50 yards rushing. I mean, that's against a running back like Frank Gore, who's a great player for a long time in this league. It's very tough to do. So, like I said, a lot of credit to all of our players, the guys up front, the guys in the middle, and then also the guys in the back end do a good job coming up and filling the gaps. So, really a credit to the whole team. It was a really big team win today.
JJ, how do you guys kind of handle this going forward, knowing that you control your own playoff fate if you can win this final game?
Yeah, I mean, that's... We control our destiny, and that's a position you want to be in this league. We have two division games left, and we're really looking forward to having our destiny in our own hands. We don't have to wait on anybody. We don't have to hope for anybody. We can go out there and control our destiny, and knowing that, we go out there and we have great practices. We do what we've been doing all year long and have great practices, execute the game plan that the coaches give us, and then just go out there and have fun. Everything we want is in front of us, so that's why you work all year, to get in situations like this. So. This is fun. This is football. This is where you're supposed to be in December.
What could you see when Jonathan knocked the ball loose and picked it up and took off?
It was a great play. Fantastic tackle by J.J. Way to knock the ball out. I mean, incredible. In that situation, that's the type of play that changes everything. And so, fantastic job by him. And then Kareem picking it up and running. Really just a great play all around. And that's just another example of full team defense. Everybody involved, some guy making a play. You know, they make a catch and it'd be easy to put your head down and just try and make a routine tackle, but he went in there, knocked it out, and now it's our ball.
You guys, second half, four straight punt with their adjustments.
You know, I really don't think we played that bad in the first half. I mean, they had, I think, like 190 yards total on the day, so we really couldn't have played that bad. You know, you're putting some tough situations in the first half with your back against the wall and you know, give up 10 points or whatever it was. But I think overall, the entire day, our defense did a good job of standing up. Now, obviously, we did a great job starting the second half, and it's a credit to our coaches for the halftime adjustments that they make. And it's also a credit to our players for putting that into action and just doing what we needed to do. So, like I said, and I've said it many times, but it's a full team effort. Everybody's involved, and it's a lot of fun when you win like that. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of our style, you know, next man up, and, you know, TJ is trying to make a play for our team, and so you feel terrible for a guy because he did a great job making a play for us on that play. But then Brandon Whedon steps in, everybody else rallies, and I think that's, you know, we've been through, I don't know, maybe 45 quarterbacks in the last 2 years, but I think we've done a good job. You know, Coach O'Brien and everybody on that offensive staff has done a great job of making sure everybody's ready. Everybody, you know, takes on a little bit of that pressure to take it off of the quarterback. And as a defense, we know that it's our job to go out there and to make it easy on him. As long as they can give us a few points, we need to make sure that that's all we need.
Hey, JJ, are you, like, superstitious? This whole Indianapolis thing to win here for the first time, I mean, was it getting under your skin a little bit?
No, it's just nice to have it off your back. I mean, that's all. You know, I think people in the outside world talk about it a whole lot more than we do. But it's nice to get a win here, especially one as big as this, to put us in first place and to control our own destiny. So I think that the current situation is much more important than, you know, some sort of record or some sort of long-term thing.
Do